reading. Thank you, God. And I will pick up at verse 11. 11 to verse 18. Verse 11 through 18. And there you will find these great words. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I'm glad about that thing, y'all. 18th and final verse. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. From these scriptures, I'd like to speak to you for a very brief moment on the topic, the ultimate sacrifice. Eternal God, I bow before you now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thanking you for this time, space, and opportunity. Asking now that you search my heart, Lord, and if there's anything that will interfere with what you want your people to hear, move it now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take me out of self and move me out of your way. Hide me behind the old rugged cross now, that they will see less of me and more of thee. Use me now, God, for your glory. Anoint me afresh now. And I pray that the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, shall be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. The ultimate sacrifice. Now, when we talk about the word ultimate, we are talking about something or someone who is the best, achievable or imaginable of its kind, the utmost, the highest, the peak, the last, for there is nothing greater, and that's what makes it the ultimate. Sacrifice is offering of food, objects, or the lives of animals to a higher purpose, in particular, divine beings, as an act of worship, or as in the case in our text, where our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was to be offered up as a sacrifice for us, as a ransom for our sins. For what is sin? Sin is an immoral act considered to be transgression against divine law. Wrongdoing, immoral acts, evil, wickedness, crime, offense, a misdeed, for anything that is wrong in the sight of God is sin. And because of the magnitude and the depth of sins of all mankind, God knew that the blood of animals could not take away our sins. But he had to offer up the best, the highest, the utmost, the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ. For every one of us here today have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And none of us can point the finger at anybody else. And as long as you have breath in your body, for as long as you walk on the earth, sin is going to find you one way or another, for it may be in how you act or how you talk, how you think or how you feel about your fellow man. For if it is not of God, it is sin. For sin will always be in us. Why? Because it is our nature. For Psalms 51 and 5 says that we were shaped in iniquity, and in sin did our mother conceive us. For sin has been present since the beginning of time. Back in the book of Genesis, when Satan tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, that they would fall short and sin against God. And he is still attacking the people of God today, causing them to sin against him, falling short of his glory. For he tries to discourage you by making you think that your sins are bad or that they will not be forgiven by God. But don't you ever allow any situation or anybody make you think that your sins are unforgivable. For it amazes me how some people think that some sins are bigger or worse than others. Newsflash, there is no little sin or no big sin. Sin is sin. For I don't care if it is being addicted to drugs, alcohol, lying, cheating, stealing, backbiting, dishonesty, or hate. As I said, anything outside the will of God is sin. And your sins will send you straight to hell if you don't do anything about them. But glory be to God for giving us a way out. For he gave us the ultimate sacrifice, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, who paid our ransom in full for our sins. But you must receive him in your heart totally and allow him to work in your life, which is why we are here today on this beautiful Easter Sunday to celebrate his resurrection, the resurrection that made it possible for us to be here right now, the resurrection that should inspire us to live and not die. For you know the story, and if you would, allow me to paint this picture, for it has been told many times. For we find that just as much as Jesus really loved us, the Bible says that Jesus was arrested in the middle of the night and brought before the ruling council for questioning, where he was struck in the face for remaining quiet. In other words, he was not saying nothing to what they was asking him, but he remained quiet, never saying a mumbling word. Then our Lord and Savior was blindfolded. See, I want you to see this thing to know just how much he really loved us. He was mocked, taunted, spat upon, and whipped all night long. Now, surely our God could have stopped this brutality at any given time, but Jesus had to endure this because he was the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice that will allow us to choose life over death. And the Bible says that early that morning, Jesus battered and bruised, dehydrated and exhausted from a sleepless night, was taken across Jerusalem to the praetorium of the fortress Antonia, where he is sentenced to his brutal crucifixion. But it would be our ultimate sacrifice. Say sacrifice. And a crown of thorns was then placed on his head, and he was stripped of his clothing, and his hands were tied on a post high above his head. And a Roman soldier took a leather strap and began hitting our Savior over and over and over again until he was beaten beyond recognition. Blood everywhere, but he endured it all just for you and I. Tell somebody, now that's real love. But the sacrifice did not stop right there, for they took his badly beaten, slumped over body, and placed him on an old rugged cross. For why would you not serve a God who endured all of this just for you and I? That they put nails in his hands. They put nails in his feet. They hung him high and stretched him wide. And they pierced him in his side as he was hanging there. And here he is, our Lord and Savior, hanging on the cross at Golgotha just for you and me. Our ultimate sacrifice, hanging there for the lost and unconcerned. Hanging there for those times when we don't love one another as God has loved us. Hanging there for that someone who have not forgiven others as God has forgiven them. Hanging there for those who are still holding grudges. Hanging there for those who do not honor their mother and father. Hanging there for idolatry, fornication, greed, and covetousness. Hanging there for those who use the Lord's name in vain. Hanging there for murderers and robbers. Hanging there because he couldn't come down, for he had to take all of these sins upon himself that we might have the right to the tree of life. So he's just hanging there until, oh, y'all need to go with me because I'm getting ready to take my seat, until he could feel the chill of death creeping through his body. And then with one last surge of strength, he presses his torn feet against the nail, straightens his legs, and takes a deep breath and utters these last words, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." Dropped his head and gave up the ghost. And they buried him in a borrowed tomb. But I'm so glad that that's not how the story is. For the Bible says that Jesus stayed there all day and all night Thursday. All day and all night Friday. All day and all night Saturday. But early, early, early Sunday morning, Jesus, I said Jesus, he got up. I said he got up with all power in his hands. Power to heal the sick. Power to deliver you out of bondage. Power to set the captives free. Power to make me feel what I feel right now. For we could have been left with no way out. But God, God, God allowed his only begotten son to die that we might live. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Somebody say yeah. 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 I'm getting ready to take my seat. But every time I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh Lord, and the goodness that he's done for me, I got to give him praise. Praising him for who he is. Praising him for what he's done. Praising him for being the ultimate sacrifice. Praising praising him for what he's doing right now. Does anybody in this place feel like I feel? Then on the count of three, help me shout out the name Jesus. One, two, three, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I can't help myself, but I feel all right now. Jesus, 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 my way maker. Jesus, my bridge over troubled waters. Jesus, a mother to the motherless. Jesus, a father to the fatherless. Jesus, my provider. Jesus, my shelter. My shelter. My shelter in a time of storm. Jesus, who will heal my brother. Jesus, who will heal Brother Bugs. Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice. Is there anybody in here who wanna help me now? Give God praise. He's all right. Ain't God all right? I said he's all right. Ain't God all right? Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on and praise him now. Come on and praise him. I said come on and praise him now. Has he been good to anybody in here? If he's been good to you, like he's been to me, you ought to get up right now. I say get on up and start giving God praise. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus that'll turn your situation all the way around. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hey. I gotta go now. I wanna leave with one more thing. Anytime the devil attacks you, I want you to do this right here. Start saying, Jesus, 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 my and your ultimate sacrifice. Why don't you give God praise in this place? Praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him now. I said, go ahead and praise him. He's been good. I said, he's been good. Better to me than I've been to myself. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Praise him. Come on and praise him now. It's Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The ultimate sacrifice. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that we had somebody to pay ransom for our sins. That we would never have to go through what our Lord and Savior had to endure. I don't believe I could have done that, but I'm truly glad that he did. And there might be someone here today who don't know about that Jesus that we are talking about, the one who died on the cross and hung there just for you and I, and was buried in a borrowed tomb. But he rose for moments just like this, where you have an opportunity to come and say, Lord, Lord, I surrender unto you. Will there be one who want to step out on faith? Will there be one? If you feel anything tugging at you, that's Jesus saying, come on up here. Step out. He's got your back. Don't worry about what people might think. Don't be ashamed.